come and talk to you?
Who else is in the apartment?
Me and my son.
Your son? Where's your son? Oh, okay. Is it?
I'm not here.
I'm gone. You mind putting on some clothes so we can talk to you a little bit? Okay, you can go over here and have a seat. I just need to see somebody.
I have only one.
Yeah. Okay, you can have a seat.
We can.
You have your ID?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just need to see some ID.
Hey, what's this all about, man? First of all, you guys can't really come while I've been here like this when you guys ain't got no warrant or nothing like that.
I don't. Here, let me explain something to you. What this is about is there was an incident that happened outside. I came up here and knocked on the door. She answered it. I asked her if I could come in. She invited me, okay? So all I need to do is talk to everybody to find out what they see and saw and heard, okay? So if you guys can just grab some ID from me so we can, you know, take a look and have a talk, okay?
Hey, Dawn.
Can
I talk to you for a second? Well, I just want to talk to you about what happened outside.
What happened outside?
I'll explain to you if you
He has got ID, girls, ladies?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
That's all right. I can.
If you want to go put some shorts on, I know we're going to spend there now.
It's probably a little chilly, too, I bet you, huh?
I don't want to see you.
Well, you know.
So, how old are you speaking?
I'm old enough. I've seen you.
So, what
do
you hear here tonight?
Nothing because I'm
sorry?
I'm in Wesley.
Okay. Yeah, you guys want to follow me in the kitchen? I'm like, oh, go ahead. Ladies first. There you go. Oh, man. I can see now. I'm like, not blind or anything. Do you guys live here or no?
No.
Okay. Correct address here?
I don't live there anymore.
Okay. And well, since yours will be easy. I'll tell you why I'm taking your information down real fast and stuff.
No.
No? So you don't know who owns that white truck out there?
No, she didn't see the white
truck. Who lives here? You?
My
husband and
my son.
Nobody here?
For her.
Oh, you can take
one. Are you also born? Are you guys related?
No, we're friends.
Just friends? Well, that's good. Friends are good and stuff. What's your current address now? House cell or?
That's my cell phone.
Okay. Okay. Hold that cell phone. I want to lose it, okay? Sound good? Okay. Let me get your information down really fast.
This is your son that's in the bedroom that was in the town when we came? Okay.
You do?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're all detectives.
Or
GED.
I don't know why. I even went to the police station. They filled out a resume for me, but my phone got disconnected. I don't know if you're calling. They filled out a phone.
Yeah, always ask again. Couldn't hurt, right?
Yeah. I just go back when I get my diploma.
Absolutely. And this is your correct address.
presentarnos y nos dejaran en, si podíamos pasar y nos dijeron que sí, y nos dejaron.
Is that a house or apartment?
That's a house.
Okay. You guys just visiting tonight?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay, don't lose that hold that and everything and stuff. Okay. And do you know why we're here tonight?
No, we just saw that. We don't know why. We saw a lot of calls.
What time did you guys get here tonight since you're just visiting?
Yeah, because the detective, she went out and then he brought us in.
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm reading.
Oh, okay. Well, it's 9:05 now, so you think you guys got here around 8 o'clock, you think, or it's been a little longer? It's 9:05 now.
We have like 45 minutes, 40 minutes.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
I knew that.
Well, how'd you guys? What we're going to ask is because we've been on scene there for quite a while, so were you able to drive in the driveway or where did you guys do?
No, I don't know if it's detective or office or sheriff. I don't know. He's like, we were right there, and he's like, can we come to you? He's like, no, you can't come in. He's like, okay, so we called her. And then he's like, he went with her outside, so he's like, oh, you guys could come in. You guys could stay here for like an hour, 2 hours, and okay, you guys want to go back. Are you guys going to sleep? Well, I'm like, no, we're going back home.
Okay. So which one we drove?
I did.
Where were you able to park?
Oh, I parked over there behind the sheriff's car. There's a parking on the street.
Oh, on the main street before going out the driveway?
Yeah, okay.
So you weren't able to drive in, you parked on the street and walked in, you guys walked in?
Yeah.
And you walk up that long driveway, past the fire trucks and everything and stuff like that?
Yeah, the fire thing's over there.
It's in the corner right there by Conejo and
the street right here. Yeah.
Conejo School
and
Los
Feliz? Yeah. Mm-hmm. We parked right there and then we just walked.
Did you walk in up the
yeah.
driveway or up some other?
We walked from there up to up here.
Yeah. Okay.
From the front. Drive through, I don't know,
drive through
right here.
Okay. So you're just visiting, is this family for you guys or?
Huh?
Family relations or?
Yeah, we've known him for a long time.
I mean, are you blood related or just friends?
Just friends.
Okay. So are you more friends with is this the mom here?
Yeah.
More friends with her or with the dad or with the son?
No, with her.
With her?
Yeah.
Okay. You guys like grew up, I guess?
Yeah, we're tight.
In the valley or out here you grew up?
In the valley, yeah.
And they moved out here and
stuff
like that?
Yeah, she used to be a manager when she was always talk to her about
it. Okay. So do you have any idea why we're here tonight?
No, we don't know what happened. We just know that
did you see all the stuff out there roped off?
No, we just walked by and we saw our cars. We don't know.
Okay.
It was like white, like yellow cars and things.
Mm-hmm. So what time do you think you guys got here?
We were going back for like 40, 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Well, so it's 9:05 now, so what time do you think you got here?
8:15, 20. Yeah, I don't even remember. I think it was about that time.
Okay, around 8:15 then. Okay. Okay. No one told you what happened, or?
No, we were just watching TV and something.
Oh. Okay. Yes. What's a good contact number for you?
It's 818.
Yes, ma'am.
425.
Mm-hmm.
27.
Mm-hmm. 09. Is that home, cell, or work? Or? So. Okay. Alright. Yeah, we're investigating a shooting.
A what?
A shooting. Is there an address here? From her?
No.
Is it considered a Los Feliz address? Or
I'm pretty sure, isn't it?
You want to ask her?
It's
22-22. That's
Spanish.
Okay.
Call the wireless caller.
And what's it, do you have the part number?
It's a
214. Thank you. Well, gracias. Or danke in German. Danke. Okay, all right. So, you're seeing more friends with her, or the husband, or this is our son here?
Yeah.
But you guys know him, though, too, it sounds like.
Yeah,
because he has all, looks like about the same age and like that and everything.
Yeah,
I
love
him. Did you guys grow up together, or?
Not really. Not grown up together.
You said his manager, you guys like worked for her at one time or something like that?
No, she's the manager at one of
Oh, the apartment manager there?
Not on the same apartment, but like in the like
same
on
the building side. Or something like that?
No, in a different building on the same block.
Oh, okay. So not the same complex, but just another building on the same block and everything. And that's so you guys get to know them and everything?
Yeah. Everybody knows each other.
No, that's the way neighborhood should be, right?
Yeah.
Right? So you guys just kind of hang out and then...
Yeah, we had cake.
You did? And cookies?
Cake, milk.
Chicken?
Yeah.
Chicken wings?
We had dinner and dessert
already. Looks good, huh?
Yeah.
Sorry. You guys are all cookies.
Oh, no. It's okay. No, it's okay.
Yeah. Anything else, Lloyd? Ah, she's smoking, huh?
I don't like it.
No, it doesn't matter, huh? Mm-hmm. Who's smoking?
You recognize it?
Mm-hmm.
Did they?
I didn't ask that. Did you listen?
Can I use it?
Yeah, oh yeah, it's your house. I'm not going to hold you back. Do you guys recognize the name Adrian Kenley?
I don't. I'll be
in Adrian Canley. C-A-N-L-E-Y?
Mm.
No?
I don't really know nobody from here.
Well, he's not from here either.
Well, no, like I said,
he's getting so upset. We're being polite.
You kind of got yourself involved, so I need to talk to you to find out what you saw and heard.
All right, Dad.
Huh?
I already told you. I went down and I checked.
You guys don't know the name?
No, I don't.
Know the name?
No.
I don't care about him. And to tell you the truth, I don't even care about the cop. That's you guys' problem. That's the cop's problem. And that's his problem.
Okay, so you've never seen the guy that you and you've never seen that truck before?
You haven't cold
seen
shower.
In the past few days, past few weeks, past few months?
I don't really come out here all that often. I don't come out here.
What do you do? Spend your time in
the house? Yeah,
so when you leave, you don't see the truck?
How am I going to leave and see a truck out there?
Why do you seem so bothered by this?
Because to tell you the truth, like I said, like I told him, I don't really like all this investigation. I don't really like all this cop thing. You know what I'm saying?
And what
that's
is that?
You guys' problem.
What is that?
Because I just don't like all this, man. I just don't really like it. It's just a gang of, like I said, nonsense. That's what brings them. That's the cop's fault for shooting him. All right? That's you guys' problem. That's the department's problem right there. And that's his fucking problem for whatever the fuck he's dumbass doing.
Why are you so upset?
Because like I said, you bring it up here, my mom is already upset. Can you see on me?
You know what?
She going out
there. And we're talking to all the neighbors around here, okay? This is part of our job. This is what we have to do. You gotta understand, if something were to happen to someone in your family, you'd like us.
You guys doing anything, but fuck it, you guys kill this poor guy.
That's why.
We're trying to get information. We're trying to find out what people saw and heard and what happened. The whole story, not just from one perspective.
We've got nothing to do with that.
Well, he goes running down there. That makes you involved.
Doesn't mean it matters.
How do
we got that? So all the people that went out there, they're involved too?
They're involved. All right.
We're talking to everyone. We're not just talking to you guys.
All right, sorry and told you what I said.
But like I said, when you go running down there, you get your gun and you go running down there, I'm not going to go running if I'm...
You guys understand. Okay. You have any questions for me? You have any questions for me? I mean, you understand. I mean, we're talking to everyone in the retirement building structure here next door. We're talking to everyone. There's standard procedure, you know, when it's something of serious nature, we go to everyone's door and knock and ask if they know or sign anything. That's all it is. Any questions? Sure.
And she didn't go, didn't even know what the hell is really going on, all like that, you know what I'm saying?
Well, we'd be more, if you calm down a little bit, I'd be more than happy to explain everything, answer any questions that you have, you know?
Yeah, that's what I'm telling you, look, I want to ask you guys no questions, I want you guys to ask me any questions. I don't really care, like I told him, I don't care what the hell is going on out there, that's their problem.
But we do care that you were down, you were seeing all right. Okay, and that's why we're here talking to you.
All right,
okay.
And I already asked you questions. He asked me about it, so that's basically it. Am I right?
No.
You have anything else to say? So you're telling me you don't know the guy in the truck, and you don't know the truck. You've never seen the truck before.
That's what I thought. Like I told you, I thought it was some guy I know him, and that's why I went down there. That was the fuck and all.
What's the guy's name? So I can tell you if that's the guy involved.
I told you, it doesn't really...
Well, it does concern me, because you know a guy with a white truck, and we have
a white
really
truck. It doesn't really matter, like I said. Why am I... I'm gonna bring him into this bullshit when this bullshit.
I didn't say I was gonna contact him, did I? I said all I need
doesn't
to know.
Doesn't really matter, so why do you want his name for?
To make sure he's not the guy that we have.
Like I said, well, I'm telling you, it's not. If it was a guy I knew, I would tell you straight out. Like, you know why? No guy, I
don't know.
With him.
We're just doing it again.
Okay.
Come on, man.
Okay.
Well,
what time did this happen?
I don't know.
Roughly.
A while ago.
Roughly. It's
a while ago.
It's about 9:15 right now.
Guys, every time they got here.
He said he was... He left. There was something out there. We got a dog.
You're thinking about an hour ago? So you're thinking 8:15?
He came somewhere around there. Up here.
You got Chanel?
Well, I'm not...
When did he get back here? The dad.
And go out down there.
When the dad... When they get back here. When they get back here.
I just have to ask
the question.
Because it gives me... You know, what time do you think it was at?
Cool.
Anything else you guys can think of?
No.
Okay.
And I gave you back your ID? You have your ID?
Okay. Okay, thank you. Appreciate it.
Man.
All right.
Yes.
Yeah,
have a nice dinner.
It's all right, don't mind.
Anyway, we've been over here already?
No, I haven't gone to any of the rest of them. I guess that I need to hit.
You don't know?